Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast. This is the best podcast in the history of the world for a number of reasons, but the best reason and the best reason only is because it is a high IQ podcast. This is not meant for low IQ individuals. If you are a low IQ individual, best go back to the mainstream news. This is about piecing together all the things that are happening, all the events that are occurring to explain to you what is happening, right? Because you're witnessing it every single day. This is almost like, it's not the greatest story ever told or the greatest story ever written. It's one of the greatest stories ever told. It's the longest story ever told. It's like the longest movie that just keeps building and building and building, and we're getting closer and closer to the truth. What is the truth? The communist conspiracy is attacking the United States of America in an attempt to do a power structure changing war to basically institute world government and enslave us all in the Western world. Isn't it a beautiful thought? It's wonderful. To understand more about this, go to theawakener.ca. The reason why this is a high IQ podcast is because there's so many events that are happening and there are so many occurrences that are happening, and you really got to focus and put the pieces together and kind of go, oh, that's why that happened. And then you'll get it. So once again, go to theawakener.ca. It is your greatest resource for everything that is happening. So in the show, I just want to vent about Ukraine. It's been building on me for the past week, and I'm watching everything unfold. And Joe Rogan did an awesome podcast, and they had this guy on. His name was Mike Benz. And Mike Benz did a great show going into detail about how the European Union, all the European leaders and all these Ukrainian leaders and everybody basically said to Zelensky, hey, you're our guy after the election. And it almost seemed like this Ukrainian election was just a farce in the first place, and how the government got overthrown all the way back to 2014, how Petro Poroshenko came in, and all of a sudden Zelensky was given the reins. It's a giant farce. Zelensky was told exactly what he needed to do from start to finish. You must always have war with Russia. Russia is bad. A whole list of things. You will not have peace whatsoever. And he was like, it was amazing to see this all, because Zelensky is just a chosen puppet, much like Trudeau is a chosen puppet, much like Biden was a chosen puppet. And these are really the three pillars right now that are keeping afloat everyone knowing or not knowing about this giant conspiracy. So what am I getting at here? So the communists were trying to set up a power structure changing war where everybody was going to come to war in Ukraine. Ukraine was supposed to be the initiator of this war, and obviously the spreading of this war on three fronts. Now, as we've talked about on the show many, many times, the three fronts as we talked about are obviously Ukraine and Europe, the initiator of the war, followed by Israel and the Middle East, the second part, and obviously Taiwan. Many people don't think Taiwan is at war, but Taiwan is being encircled all the time. Something was going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Look at what they're doing. They are begging right now for President Trump and the U.S. to please just make Ukraine a NATO nation. Zelensky saying, hey, we're not going to have any peace unless Ukraine becomes a NATO nation. Now, why is that? Because they want to instigate a war with NATO and have a giant cluster mess of a war. And then they want to raise their one world government out of all the ashes, because they're not going to come to you when you're prosperous and everything is wonderful and say, hey, do you want to accept our world government? No, everyone's going to say no. So really, you have to understand what is happening here. Zelensky and Putin, as I've detailed many times on the show before, and if you go to theawakener.ca, Zelensky and Putin are all just working together. This is why President Trump is acting, why he's acting, and why he's saying, hey, we need to isolate Zelensky in Ukraine and stay away from them in a sense, because the truth about Biden and what he was involved with Ukraine, Trump needs to stay out of that. The second thing that needs to happen is Trump needs to give or look like a peacemaker and kind of give Russia and China a second chance to say, you know what, we can get along and we can do some wonderful things, even though in my point of view, that's not going to happen. Now, as you know, if anything happens to Biden, if the truth comes out with Biden, or the truth happens with Trudeau, or the truth happens with Zelensky, everyone is going to know what? That our politicians were all working with our enemies, specifically Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and working with them to set up our fall. Amazing time to be alive. And if you dig even deeper, like we've talked about on the podcast, all these politicians are connected to George Soros, and George Soros is connected to the Iron Curtain collapse, which is faked. So you can really see what's happening on the cusp. We just have to have war. We just have to have war. I know the truth is coming up, but we have to have war. We need to go ahead with our plan. Listen, we're not going to, this is amazing time to be alive. Now, Zelensky's not going to go ahead with this mineral transfer exchange, in my opinion, with the United States for one reason and one reason only. Now, you know that the United States of America has kind of met Russia in this war. Now, it's not turned into a full-fledged war, mainly because Biden had his handcuffs on, it was completely tied, but they've made it almost a giant proxy war, the biggest proxy war in the history of the world. And both sides, you know, fiscally, economically starting to drain. Now, imagine Russia has sent all their worst stuff. They've even sent North Korean soldiers. All their old tanks are gone. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers are dead. And now look what's going to happen. This mineral exchange agreement comes about, and we're going to replenish the United States of America with $500 billion of rare mineral. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen for a number of reasons. Number one, Vladimir Putin is not going to let the United States of America get enriched after this war has already kind of initiated, and it's already started the fiscal drain of both sides. It's not going to happen. So will President Trump have world peace? I don't know. We're going to see. There might be a peace agreement, but in my point of view, it's not going to last. And the reason it's not going to last, ladies and gentlemen, is because I told you from the very beginning, Ukraine is a giant money laundering, giant globalist Soros scam. Put away or put it in perspective, okay? They were basically laundering our money, as I told you. They were preparing Ukraine to be the initiator of this global war, and they set this all up ever since the Iron Curtain collapsed. They've been working in Ukraine for 30 years, ladies and gentlemen, after they prepared our fall, bringing us to war, and bring your babies and everything. All right, that's enough for today. Go to theawakener.ca. You got to really kind of study it and what's going on. You'll understand the whole picture.